This is Indiana Public Radio News. Good morning. I'm Stan Sollers at 44 past the hour. Here at Ball State, we're finishing the 11th week of classes in the fall semester 2020. And once again, we have a Ball State pandemic update with University President Jeff Mearns. President Mearns, welcome back.
Well, it's good to be back with you, Stan. Good morning.
Good morning. What are the latest numbers that we have regarding presumed active cases or estimated active cases of employees in general and students on the Ball State campus today?
Well, we continue to hold steady in terms of the number of students and employees who are testing positive on a weekly basis. So we presently, as of Thursday evening, we have 40 students who are still presumed active. We have each week been having approximately 25 or 30 students who test positive each week. So the number of students who are presently presumed active is 40 students. And then we presume that there are 10 employees who are still active with the virus. So those numbers have held relatively steady now for many, many weeks.
Now, as to the message that you gave last week to students, not everybody got to hear that that's in the radio audience this morning. What was this message that you gave to Ball State students regarding the pandemic at this point in its progression?
If your audience hasn't seen the video, it's available on YouTube. And I recorded a video a week ago Monday with the president of the Student Government Association, a young man by the name of Connor Sanborn. And we decided to record that message really to deliver two principal thoughts. The first thought was an expression of gratitude, to thank our students. As you know, and as we've talked about, the first few weeks we had a substantial number of infections on our campus, most of them among our students. We, as a university administration, we increased testing and increased contact tracing. But I believe the reason we're in the position we are today is because our students embraced their responsibility to abide by those key protocols that we've talked about physical distancing, about personal hygiene, about avoiding large gatherings, and by wearing masks. So Connor and I wanted to express our appreciation to the students for embracing the value of social responsibility, one of the enduring values we have in our strategic plan. You know, Stan, you've probably heard people talk about this issue as one of personal responsibility. You know, my view is it's about social responsibility. It's not only acting to protect your own health and safety, but acting to benefit other people. So we wanted to thank our students for embracing that value of social responsibility. But the second component of the message is we've got to keep it up. We have to continue to be vigilant. We know that cases are increasing in our region and in our state, and so it's vitally important that our students in particular, but every member of our university community and every member of the community, it's important that we continue to comply with those key protocols.
We are just a few days post-election day. The outcome of the election for the President of the United States is still up in the air as votes are being counted. The democratic process continues as those votes are being counted. What are your observations about the country, the response to the election? Apparently, more votes have been cast in this presidential election than at any time in the country's history. The results, as we are seeing them come in, point to a nation divided. You worked for the U.S. Justice Department at one point in your career as a federal prosecutor. So having been inside the federal government for a while, and now certainly all that while being a citizen and certainly today being so, what do you have to say to the listening public regarding the process and the count and just the American Democratic Republic in action right now?
Well, I have two principal views, and the one respect I'm encouraged, that level of voter participation. We've encouraged everyone on campus. We encourage and support civic engagement and participating in the electoral process by voting. So I think it's a good thing that people came out. But the flip side of that is I suspect that I share the sentiment of many, if not most of your listeners, that I'm looking forward to the end of the election season. As you mentioned, we don't yet know the final results of some of the races, but I think we can now see that the finish line is in sight. And probably like you, I'm tired of the constant drumbeat of the campaign rhetoric that we have heard. And, you know, irrespective of the final result, I am concerned that with the divisions that continue to exist and maybe have become even more pronounced among our fellow citizens. And it seems that rather than embracing a common commitment to our constitutional principles and to coming up with practical solutions to problems, I think we've allowed ourselves to become preoccupied with the things that divide us, whether we're Republicans or Democrats, whether we live in red states or blue states. The analysts divide us by race and ethnicity, and the polls divide us as to whether a prospective voter has a college degree or doesn't have a college degree. You know, and we all know, irrespective of your party or your ideology or your perspective, we're facing some significant challenges: the pandemic, economic uncertainty, climate issues, and different perspectives, very different perspectives about the tension in terms of social and social justice and justice in our criminal law system. So I'm hopeful. You've heard me speak at convocation on other occasions, Stan. I'm hopeful that we can find a path that will lead us to a place where we can discuss and debate these important issues, but do it with mutual respect and, frankly, a bit more empathy for people who have different perspectives than our own. And I hope that our leaders, elected officials, whoever they are, can maybe, now that the campaign is over, can do a little less talking and maybe a little more listening. And perhaps maybe we should all do some more listening and listen with open minds and open hearts to our friends and our neighbors and our fellow Americans.
And the American experiment continues. President Jeff Mearns, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you, Stan. Have a good day and be safe.
You as well. The IPR forecast for today: sunny, spectacular. Look for a high of 70. Clear tonight with a low down to 44. For IPR News, I'm Stan Sollers.